You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm going to be talking to a fantastic real estate investor who is a student of mine. He gets paid to live in his own home, and he's become a full-time investor. He's going to show you how he did it and how you could do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I have been looking so forward to helping you to invest in real estate. That's why I just did a 5-day challenge, helping people to become successful and employed by investing in real estate, by giving them the tools, the insights, and even like the step-by-step process how to do it is so fantastic. We had lots and lots of people on the calls, and it was a lot of fun. And so I'm going to be doing it again. I think it's going to be September 22nd. So it's going to be coming up in maybe a couple weeks. But if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/challenge, you can go ahead and join the challenge. Now, this challenge, I realized there were some things that I needed to add. I needed to change. I need to develop, because we had lots of questions on the VIP call. Whereas last week you heard one of the VIP sessions where I was just walking people through how to do things, all their questions. And I realized there was a lot of things that I could add to help make it even better. So I'm going to do the challenge again, but I'm going to give so much more amazingness, awesomeness, I guess, in helping people to invest, and super pumped to see you be successfully employed. And in fact, that's the challenge. It's the successfully unemployed challenge, because once you get started, I kid you not, 3 to 5 years, you're going to be financially independent. And I absolutely love, if you buy one property, makes you $500 a month. Could be short-term, mid-term, long-term, co-living. But you buy one property that you rent out to other people. That is $6,000. $500 a month is $6,000 a year. But then if you want to become financially independent and successfully unemployed, all you need to do is multiply that out, or just scale is the term that we like to use. We scale our business so we have many more properties and we have the experts to do all the work. Well, scaling, if you have one property at $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year without even working. If you had a boss that came to you and said, hey, can I give you $6,000 more every single year? You'd say, of course, hook me up. But then what if you had 10 properties at $500 a month? That's $5,000 a month without working. That is $60,000 a year without working. I mean, isn't that amazing? Then if you had 20 properties at $500 a month, my goodness, that is $10,000 a month without working. $120,000 every single year. And right now, as I'm releasing this, this is September 1st. You're probably listening on September 2nd, but I'm recording on the 1st. I love the 1st of the month. You know, people who are, I guess they just work a regular dead-end J-O-B. They hate the 1st of the month. If their rent is due, then they're paying the rent. If they have a mortgage and they're living in their home, then they're paying their mortgage. I love the 1st of the month. I'm a little older now, so I'm going to date myself. But back in the 90s? There was Bone Thugs at Harmony. They sang a song, 1st of the month. Wake up, everybody go get your checks and come on, basically, you know, government assistance. Well, how much better would it be if you had 20 properties making you $10,000 a month on the 1st of the month? You'll be so pumped. You'll be so excited. And here's what the crazy thing is. I bought my property, started in 2006, bought property after property. And as I was renting them out, I think in 2006 to 2010, I was buying cheaper homes. Let's say 20,000 homes. And they were making me close to $550 a month in cash flow. That was total rent, was $550 a month. But over time, now 20 years later, the homes I still own, they're worth, I bought them for like $20,000. Now they're worth $80,000, which is amazing. But the rents are $1,100 a month. I mean, just let that sink in. 20 years ago, I was making about $550 a month. Now I'm making $1,100. So it doubled the amount of rent. But guess what? My mortgage It did not go up. My mortgage does not go up. Taxes go up a little bit, not a ton. Insurance kind of goes up as well. But the biggest expense is your mortgage. That does not go up. And I'm blessed. Lots of properties I own, they are free and clear. In fact, I think 90% of my properties are free and clear. And the home that I live in is free and clear, which means there's no mortgage on it. That's just that much more cash flow. And so what's amazing is the first of the month, other people are not looking forward to it, but I love it because I make so much money. I just got a check from one of my property managers. I got a lot of property managers. It was like $6,500 from one property manager. Yeah, they got a certain amount of properties, but $6,500 from one property manager. And all those properties that this one property manager manages doesn't have any mortgages. You know, it has taxes, insurance, and stuff like that. So maybe out of pocket, I'm paying about $1,000 total per month. So it's $5,500 just from this set of properties from one property manager. Oh my goodness. Are you seeing this? Hopefully you've been coming back week after week with me teaching you how to do this, how to invest in real estate. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I did a four-part series on how to invest in real estate, how to do it successfully. Go back and listen to those, the 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, you're going to get all of like so much insights. Now, obviously there's a lot more. There's only so much you can give on a podcast, a 30-minute podcast, but you're basically getting, you know, four times me just teaching you how to invest in real estate step by step. And then, my goodness, what I love is with my podcast, you don't even have to come, you know, join my coaching or anything like that. Just get started investing. In fact, I love that people listen to this podcast week after week, and you listening to the podcast week after week, I want to see you become successful. And if you just listen to the podcast and this has helped you to invest, I want you to reach out to me on Instagram. I actually handle my own Instagram. I'm 225,000 followers now. And kid you not, no bots. I did not pay for any. These are all hard-earned followers, but I actually manage myself. So send me a DM. If you have invested because of this podcast, it would give me so much encouragement. If you say, hey, Dustin, you know, appreciate the podcast and I invest in real estate, then I'll probably, you know, reply back, oh, where, you know, tell me where you invest and all that sort of stuff. But it's just so much fun seeing people have so much success. In fact, we've got thousands of students now coaching them how to invest in real estate step by step, because in the end, when I make other people money, when I help them to invest and they make money, then the better, like more fulfilled I feel in my life. I feel more fulfilled because I'm helping somebody like you get exactly what they want as financial independence, start investing in real estate. It's absolutely amazing. And so today I'm bringing on a fantastic student of mine. He came in through the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, as well as he's a fantastic person as well. But he's going to show us how he became a full-time investor through house hacking. House hacking is amazing. I have other shows on house hacking, and you could also check on YouTube. Go to, you just look up Master Passive Income or Dustin Heiner on YouTube, and you'll find my house hacking videos, like how to actually do the house hacking. Today, he's going to share us how he did it, but house hacking is amazing. And honestly, wherever I move to, in fact, you guys know, or I think you might know if you've been listening for a while, I moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Nashville, Tennessee. Well, everywhere I go, I leave a house that I turn into a rental. So my home in Phoenix is now a rental, renting $3,600 a month, midterm rental. It's amazing. Well, I moved into one of my investment properties here in Nashville. And right now I'm currently looking for another house to move into to turn this one back into a rental property, you know, short-term property. Actually, I like midterm a lot. I'll probably turn it back into midterm, but I'm going to buy another house and then move into that one. So that, I don't know what the term is for that. There's no like a term. Like house hacking is where somebody lives in the house with you, or you have a duplex, or basically you're living in the same place that you're renting. Well, this, man, maybe if you have a term, maybe send me a DM on Instagram. I should have told you my handle, The Dustin Heiner. T-H-E Dustin Heiner. And no, I'm not that arrogant being the only Dustin Heiner. It's the only handle I could come up with. But if you go on there and you tell me like, hey, Dustin, this is what it's called. I don't even know what it's called. I just basically keep leaving a house everywhere I go, and I'll do this over and over and over again. I'm teaching my kids to do the exact same. And let's get into today's show, where I'm going to be bringing on a fantastic investor showing us how to invest in real estate, how to house hack. His name is Vincent Celeste. All right, let's get into the show. Vincent, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Now, this is a great visit. So you and I first met at RubeCon, or the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, in March here in Phoenix. And it was super fun to have you with so many other investors, so many other people that are in real estate investing, that we all really are just getting together as a community to help each other out. Now, you didn't always, you know, start with real estate investing. Talk to us about what you're currently doing with your, you know, investing and your business right now. And then we can go back into a little bit about your back history, about what you, how you, you actually got into the real estate investing.
Yeah, sure. And firstly, yeah, RubeCon was an excellent experience. So much of my journey actually accelerated. It's kind of crazy how quickly things can change here. And meeting some like-minded people and kind of getting the motivation was very pivotal in just the past couple of months. So looking forward to the next one for sure. Yeah, but what I do currently in my new W-2, which is full-time in real estate, I do two things. One, I'm an active broker and investor in North Carolina, the Charlotte market. And I spend, you know, my 8 to 5, if you will, in the DeRosa Group. DeRosa Group, they're, we buy multifamily properties in and around, you know, Southeast market, 100 unit plus properties. And yeah, so that's what I do. I help to promote the new work, and I help raise capital there. So
do you also find the properties on top of raising capital?
Yeah, so a little bit there. We have several factors of the business, right? There's, of course, the sales, marketing, there's strategic development, and also analysis. My job really, truly is capital raising. And when we talk a little bit about my background, we'll see kind of why Matt Faircloth, I think, envisioned me more in that role. But a big piece of my job is going to be strategic development and kind of building partnerships and, of course, broker relationships, which is, you know, huge in this market, the large multifamily market. So absolutely, I'm hoping to source some deals for the group as well.
That's terrific. So now, is it in a specific city or do you invest all over the country?
My personal investments are in and around Charlotte.
Are going to be
in and around Charlotte too. And but DeRosa Group, we're in Lexington right now, Winston-Salem, and exploring markets in Huntsville, just all the Southeast tertiary markets.
Got it. So talk to us a little bit about what you were doing before and then what got you into your own investing and now moving into where you're working on capital raising for multifamily, because that's not an easy thing to do. So talk to us about how you transitioned and what you were doing before.
Yeah. So I'm leaving my W-2 full-time. I'm an engineer turned program manager in the defense space, defense and technology space. And the last role I had, I was a proposals and negotiation manager. And so what that looks like is the government or, you know, Lockheed Martin or major prime contractor like that will come to us looking for a military equipment. And my job is to kind of take that RFP. And it was my baby from then on. And we craft a proposal. And I go back to our internal management and say, hey, we should do this at this price. It's going to make this much money. Develop the business plan with a team of people with inputs and kind of managing that process from beginning to end. So it was more internal sales, right? My customer was internal. I was pitching opportunities to my internal customer being upper management and trying to get the yes or no there. So, you know, alluded to it earlier, but that's very similar to what I'm going to be doing now, but with something that I've been building a knowledge base in and something I'm a lot more passionate about in the real estate space.
So along with that, you do also your own personal investing. Do you have any of your own investment properties right now?
Yeah. So we're I'm talking to you from inside a house hack. And this is it's a 4-bedroom, 4-bath house hack in Huntersville. Anyone's familiar with the Charlotte market. And the way that looks, I'm just renting out the 3 spare bedrooms. I'm talking to you from my bedroom / office. And it's great, but you get to live for free and save up to buy your next investment and kind of recycle that and do it over and over again. That's the plan here. So the way things look for me now and in the future, I have that down payment saved and I'm looking to get the next one. And now that I'm in real estate full time, I really feel like it's a powder keg ready to explode here. So I'm really eager to kind of see where things go and accelerate in and around this market.
And totally, because right now it really is going to be the best time almost in modern history to buy real estate. We know that recently it's been a seller's market to where prices are, you know, going up and up and up, and we're having to really almost bid on properties. But we as investors, we don't do that. We make sure that we buy it lower than it's worth, but we see it changing. I personally see the market changing where interest rates are going up, which takes a lot of people out of the market, which means prices either stop going up and start to come down because there's less people buying it. That on top of people have to live anywhere. That's what the great thing about real estate. It's like people need to eat, they need to drink water, they need protection, and they need to sleep someplace. So as long as we're providing someplace for somebody to live in or have a business in or something like that, real estate's never going to go anywhere. So I love that. Now, talk to us about that house hack. It's a great idea to do a house hack. So you have, it's not a fourplex. It's one house and you have three other rooms, correct? And you're renting out those other ones?
Yeah. And it's not for everybody. See, the other thing I failed to mention is, you know, as an active agent, I've sold a few houses here and one of them is a duplex for an investor client friend of mine who's going to be house hacking too. So there's plenty of strategies to kind of get some passive income coming through your primary residence. And what we're talking about now, my investment is just one of those. And it's not for everybody, right? So I live in one bedroom and I rent out the extra three. I have a few tips about that. Firstly, the investor side of me is gonna, you know, scoff at this, but I undercharge my rooms for sure, certainly. And I'm also have everybody on the month-to-month lease. I undercharged because I had hundreds of applications for these three bedrooms when I put them on. I'm working full time too, and I want friends to live with me, not just, you know, anybody. So I shouldn't say way undercharged, but I'm definitely not at market right now. And I get to pick from a larger pool of people, people that I think I can share a beer with after work. And it's been great. Yeah, they're all month to month leases. So as you know, my life changes and things get change dynamically. We get to kind of flow with that. The way that came to fruition was I was an engineer by trade first and really paying that rent. My rent was $1,200 a month. I wasn't seeing much savings going up. And, you know, I started to kind of put that together and even panic a little bit. And that's really going back to ground zero of my interest in real estate. That was it. The panic of, you know, how am I going to do this for the next 45, 50 years? And when am I going to have to show for it at the end? So I immediately tried to figure out ways. I did so many funny things like opening, drop shipping companies and things like that. But you learn skills along the way, you know, social media marketing and stuff like that. So eventually I moved back home in with my parents, you know, 25. I don't think many people want to do that. But I moved back home. I saved up and bought this house really as soon as COVID hit because I was working in New York and everybody went remote, you know, so it kind of opened the door to get out of New York and into a market that where I can afford a house. And it's paid off ever since. I haven't made one single mortgage payment on this house.
Wait, did you say it's currently paid off? Like there's no mortgage on it right now?
Oh, no. As in when the first mortgage payment came due, because you have to wait a month. And then by month two, the mortgage comes in. By the time month two came and my mortgage payment was due, everything was rented out and I haven't had to come out of pocket.
That's terrific. That's awesome. And you're since 2020, I mean, it's almost 2 years now that you have been able to have other people actually live in your property and rent it out, make money on that and pay off the mortgage. And so talk to us about how we can, if we're going to do some sort of house hack like this, because usually we think of a house hack, or at least I do. And when I explain it is you buy a duplex, you live in one unit and then rent out the other one. Now, when you're renting out per room, many more dynamics as far as like personalities and, you know, what about the kitchen? Who's going to clean up the kitchen? All that sort of stuff. Yeah. Do you have ground rules? Like, did you lay everything out? Like, talk to us about how to make sure that something like this works where you're renting out these rooms, but everybody hopefully gets along.
Yeah, I have. So a lot of my investor clients that I help as an agent are interested in house hacking because that's where I have the most experience. And my first piece of advice for anybody is to find a house that you actually like, because this is a little bit of an experiment. I bought this house. I knew I was comfortable making the payments if it didn't work. But you have to like the house because it's a little bit of an experiment. If it doesn't work out, you want to be able to not regret purchasing that property. Right. And so you can only good can happen from that. If you get a house that you like and you can try to offset it, only good things can come of it. Right. You're only going to come out in the green or, you know, closer to the yellow. So, that's my first bit of advice for people. And then, the second thing is to be realistic about the market. So a few hacks that I did and you know, steal lists directly before I even put an offer on the house, I stole the pictures off Zillow. I posted it on Craigslist and posted it for rent. And before I made an offer, like this was the height of COVID too. So, you know, housing was scarce. Before the next morning I was making the offer, tons of applicants already just on this, you know, and I told them, sorry, it's already taken or whatever. But, you know, I had a ton of confidence going into it that the numbers that I had planned worked. And that's also a strategy I'm using now in my single family investing and that sort of stuff when I'm underwriting those type of properties, small multifamily too. So that's the first thing to check to like the house and check the numbers. And then thirdly, if you're talking about a single family house, especially, goes back to something that I alluded to earlier is.
And I want to pause for just a quick second and say thank you so much for listening to the show. If you've gotten anything out of the show, I would appreciate it if you went to anywhere that you listen to, let's say Apple or Spotify or wherever, and leave a 5-star review. Honestly, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review. I just love giving all this information out and I want to see you succeed. Also, send this to one person. Just tell one person, say, hey, Dustin wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. You need to listen to this because it's going to change your life. Lastly, get my real estate investing course completely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course showing you everything in the business so that you can become financially independent.
Get the amount of money you need out of it, not all the money you can. I can definitely scrape together a couple extra $100 a month out of this property. And, you know, that'd be great. But really having roommates in place who don't want to leave because it's such a good opportunity for them and, you know, have the flexibility, it's really a win-win for everybody. They can leave, they're here on month-to-month leases. They can stay for however long they want. They're charged under market rent. I get roommates that take care of the house with me. And it's been just spectacular that way.
That's terrific. So you went and bought this in 2020, and then 2022, March, is when we had RubeCon. What made you decide to go to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference and get plugged in there?
Yeah. So I bought this house in 2021. So it's only been a year. And and talk about scary times too. We didn't really know what was going to happen. Now it worked out. But yeah, so that my pathway really has been, so I moved down to North Carolina in 2021, and that's when, you know, I committed. I think people get serious about real estate where they're committed, but there's a step to getting committed to it, right? And I was learning for a year before that while I was saving up and such, but once I moved down here, I really got committed to it. So my pathway to RubeCon and how we got to meet and all that stuff is I'm just adamant about trying to add value to people as soon as you can. And, you know, being realistic about where your skill sets are and coming down here, not having the money now, because I just bought this house. I said, well, how can I do more in real estate? And so I got my license. It's still very easy to do. Anyone listening, you can do it online. I think it was like $275. I did it online and I got more involved that way. And I joined a group called Five Pillars, put on by Shelby and Michael Glaspie. And they were attracted to me because they are interested in, they're investor focused agents and they invest in all sorts of stuff, Airbnbs, even syndications, all that. And I was already kind of gearing myself towards a multifamily space for several factors we could discuss too. So I became an agent, got as active as I can outside of my W-2. I had a pretty demanding job as a proposals and negotiation manager. And just try to learn and add value to that community as much as possible. And I heard about Real Estate Wealth Builders and the conference and everybody who was going there. And I decided I couldn't miss out. And I'm glad I did because it definitely paid off. And I mean, finding like-minded people has been the most rewarding part of real estate, because what you find, the people are attracted to the passive income aspect of it. And usually it's for reasons that are good, you know, I find. And they're people who want to live big, exciting life. So it's cool to surround yourself.
I totally agree. And when I was thinking about creating the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, it was like, how do I get my friends and all of their communities? How do we get us all together to really just to help each other out? And I love how, and everybody listening, you need to realize that what Vincent said was absolutely right on. Like, how can I provide value to somebody else or other people, multiple other people, and leading with value to help somebody else out? You get so many more people that want to reciprocate, that want to do it in return. And if you come, I'll give you examples. So just recently, this last week, I was at a conference. It was a podcasting conference. And I really enjoy talking and networking with people. It's great. But there was one person in particular. There's been a couple. But one person literally stands out. She was the most taking person ever. She acted like she was trying to, you know, provide value. But you can tell her only goal was to, like, take. It was horrible. And I could not wait. Like, I was trying to get away, like actively trying to get away, just because I could just tell this person was only self-interested. But the people that were giving, that wanted to lead with value and help other people, I'm like, man, this is the type of person I want to be around, because that's what I want to do, number one. But number two, we both help each other out rather than the other person who is just literally taking. And so when we brought in like Shelby, and you probably know Alex Felice and David Perret, you know, bringing my friends who we've met at other conferences and we network and we get along so well. And I thought, let's just help everybody out. And so bringing everybody together for the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference was such a way to build a community that of really like-minded people, because I know that people that either find me irritating, my personality might find them irritating, you know, they don't stay, but the ones that kind of stick around have a similar type of, you know, a view. They want to help people. And so when we brought everybody together, it was great. So Vincent, what was some takeaways from the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference that really helped you to get to where, you know, you're working for the, how do you pronounce it? Is it DeRosa?
DeRosa. Yeah. DeRosa Group.
Yes.
Right.
DeRosa Group. Now you're also doing your investing. Like, tell me some takeaways that you had from the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference.
Well, the number one thing you learn by just meeting people in this space, when you meet total rock stars and you find out they're just people, right? And we've all started, you know, I hope one day to come back on the podcast and talk about so much more than my house hack, right? I can't wait for that day. But, you know, you meet people who are just totally killing it, and you talk to them about how they're doing it. And you just start to find out that you're more similar to those people than you realize. And you start to build confidence that you can do it too. So that's why I joined Five Pillars in the first place. And then going to Rubicon was really just, you know, punctuated that so heavily. And going back to the adding value thing. So I alluded to earlier, I've always had an interest in the multifamily space. That's where I thought I was going to take this eventually. And to be totally transparent, my pathway to financial freedom was going to be really working my W-2 job and quietly acquire property and then eventually make an escape. But while I was doing that, I was looking for ways to add value to people. I would underwrite property and send them to people. I would write, you know, analyses on market analysis and stuff unprompted, just trying to add value. And people start to notice that, hey, one, he's interested in this stuff. He's learning. And he's very serious. And so the way DeRosa Group, the opportunity came to fruition was really through Michael Glaspie and Five Pillars. DeRosa had approached him with, you know, looking for somebody who might be able to fill this role. And he thought of me. And that's because, you know, you're trying to learn and people see you doing that. And these little wins, you don't see them until all of a sudden the opportunity slaps you in the face. And so I'm really excited to be here. It's been a week and a half in the role, and their values align so closely with what I'm trying to do. Transforming lives through real estate is DeRosa Group's trademark. So it goes back to what we even said before we started talking about DeRosa Capital, which is people in this space. It's, you want to surround yourself with good people who are doing good things, but also trying to, you know, create wealth for themselves. And so it feels good to be part of that community and see where things go. And I plan on working very hard for them.
Now, talk to us about, because you said you've analyzed multifamily. Now, that's something that we always, I think, should start, you know, basically be playing Monopoly the whole entire time. You start with land, then you get a house, and you get multiple houses, then eventually you get to multifamily. Can you talk to us a little bit quick about the differences between single family versus multifamily? Because a lot of people, they come to me and they say, well, Dustin, I want to go into multifamily. I'm like, that's a great idea. Let's start talking about it. And they, when I start unfolding it, like, oh, wow, there's so much more into it. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's commercial. It's a lot more that we have to think about. But at the same time, it's fantastic. If you could jump right to multifamily, if you have the ability to do that, go right ahead. That's where we want to get to as investors. So talk to us a little bit about that multifamily prospect.
Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree with the Monopoly game. And that's why I was trying to dig this well, where I was trying to make these connections in multifamily, because I thought I was going to have a little portfolio of single family houses and then try to pivot. So and excited that it's happened so much sooner. Multifamily is great for really two reasons. Firstly, the truly passive investor, I can't think of a much more passive way to invest in real estate than being a limited partner on a syndication. Now, DeRosa Group focuses on value add propositions, which I think there's a huge market for, especially in this economy where, you know, forcing equity is going to be a really important, business factor right now in underwriting these deals. So for the passive investor, multifamily is attractive for really those obvious reasons, right? You can get really great returns and be completely hands off. Now for the active investor, there's so much to talk about regarding, risk mitigation, right? Because you're going to diversify across your property, is going to have many more tenants, and your vacancy is going to be dependent on more than one tenant moving out of your single family house. So there's benefits financially that way. There is also benefits. The biggest one for me was the benefits of working in a group. Going back to the value thing, I want to find a team. So finding deals that are big enough for a group of people to invest in, who are like-minded and want to do the same thing you want to do, is just a good feeling that, you know, I'm looking forward to being a participant in. And then also there's the economy of scale aspect of this. So you'll hear people talk about this a lot, where closing on a duplex or a triplex or, you know, 10 unit is almost as much work as closing on a 50 unit, or the 50 units is as much work as closing on the 100 unit. And then when you close on 100 unit, now you can hire a full-time property management staff to stay on staff there. And it becomes even more passive for the general partners who are active in the deal. So there's economic factors, and then there's also personal factors, which are the team factors and wanting to work to know yourself, right? When you're in the single family space, you're wearing all the hats, and you're not your operations, your sales, you're doing it all. And in multifamily, you get to kind of really build your skill set and do what you think you're good at, and do with people that you like. So
when you say value add, for everybody who didn't understand what that meant, basically buying an existing multifamily, let's say 100 unit or however big, but you buy an existing one that's undervalued, which means it's not rented for as much as it should. There's vacancies and things like that. Then you get it up to, because it's basically a business. That's really what it is. It's a business. Even though it's a piece of real estate, it's not like a single family home. The comparables are of the single family home. That's how much of the value is. But the value is how much a business can make when you're looking at multifamily. So value add, buying it, making it, rent it out completely, or 90%, 95%, even 100%, raising the rents, making the property look better, as opposed to a new build. No new build, you start from scratch, you build it up, and then you sell it. Now, Vincent, there's so many, if somebody's on the fence, because you went to Rubicon and you are wanting to get this. If somebody's on the fence of thinking about going to Rubicon, what would you suggest to them about like getting past something, or like what would your suggestion be for them to go to Rubicon?
Yeah, the biggest, and I'll be honest with it, the biggest reason I was considering not going was because I didn't think I was ready, right? I wanted to be able to capitalize on all these great conversations and have something, again, offer to these people who are, you know, kind of blessing me with their time, right? And so those, understand that when you go there, you're going to be surrounded by people who really genuinely want to help, and everyone's there as a convention of transferring knowledge. And like Dustin said, there are people who take more than they give, and, you know, definitely be one of those people who give as much as you can. And if you don't have a portfolio to talk about, and you don't have a ton of services to offer, the best way to reciprocate is by being active in the conversation. Pay attention, stay connected, and show them that you put into work the things that you talked about. And it goes back to being shown as a serious person in the space. So I think that you don't have a gate of being, you know, this far ahead in your career or this portfolio, but there's a gate of being serious. And if you're serious and you want to invest and you want to learn, then it's the place to be.
Love it, man. Love it. Hey, Vincent, I know people would probably want to reach out to you, talk about the DeRosa Group and see if they can invest with you. How can people find you online? How can they see what you're doing so they can catch up with you?
Yeah, no, thanks so much. This is Vincent Celeste. And if you search me on Instagram, you'll find me, VCeleste, REI. Actually, let me look it up. That's an embarrassing thing, but it's a new thing. And you know, that's a reality of this.
When we got on the show earlier, when we first got started, you said you've never been on one of these before. I'm like, this is great. I love that, just normal everyday people can do this. Not everybody that's like, big Instagram influencers, podcasters, and all that sort of stuff. Anybody can invest in real estate. In fact, I believe, and I've seen so like hundreds of students of mine now, almost even thousands now, that we're just normal everyday people that figured out a way to do this and we just buy real estate. So go ahead.
Yeah, VCeleste REI on Instagram, at VCeleste REI on Instagram. You'll find me on LinkedIn too. But yeah, you're totally right too. And there's a way to get out of your W-2 and into real estate full-time by adding value to people. Even if you don't have the passive income to replace, you can do this game full-time if you figured a way out to develop marketable skills. So.
And I love that you're literally fully immersed in real estate investing. And so being around those other people that have been doing it, they have a company, they do this, that's so much better than I would think personally, going to a college and trying to learn about real estate investing from a professor who may or may not have actually done it, but you're literally working and you're even being paid to be there. I've even offered to pay to work with somebody. Like, I'll pay you to work with you because I learned so much and the networking and everything. So I love that you are literally doing it. You're going to grow so much more by the time we have RubeCon next year. It's going to be great to see where you're at. So Vincent, Celeste, thank you so much for being here on the show, man.
Thank you, Dustin. Thanks for having me.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.